Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried. To have them as groomsmen, that's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, and Nick and Femi. Better bet, you should bet. No, you better bet now. Better, you better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our unbelievable crew, and whoever the hell you are, here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, we started with sound from the newest quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. And no, we're not talking about Brett Rippon or Riley Leonard, 44-year-old Philip Rivers. Riley Leonard, full practice today for the Indianapolis Colts, but Shane Steichen leaving the door open for Rivers starting regardless of Riley Leonard's health earlier today. I would guess it's 51% that Philip Rivers starts on Sunday if Riley Leonard's healthy. That's my guess, is that Rivers will play because the Colts can't afford to mess around. No first-round picks for the next 2 years. Have to win. Rivers said today at the presser that Steichen called him like right after the game on Sunday, which means Steichen was thinking during the game, oh my God, season's over. I think Rivers is going to play on Sunday, and we'll see where the line goes. I might be interested in betting the Indianapolis Colts. Think about this, right? Max Brosmer in Minnesota a couple weeks ago, 13 on the road at Seattle. Indianapolis right now is 13.5. Ask yourself, is that right? And it may be right. No one knows because we've never seen anything like this before. So talked about Philip Rivers maybe starting this week for the Indianapolis Colts. Got into a bunch of the games coming up week 15 in the NFL, including Kenny Pickett going to start for the Raiders on Sunday on the road at the free-falling Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get back to week 15 20 minutes from now, roll through the games, and that will feature the Packers and the Broncos coming up in Denver, a Super Bowl 33 rematch that the world's been waiting for. Super Bowl 32, that's 1997. My bad, everybody. So that's coming up in 20 minutes. And we also got into the University of Michigan firing Sharon Moore with cause for engaging in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And I think the big question coming out of this is, Bryce Underwood going to be the quarterback of Michigan next year, or is he going to enter the portal and go somewhere else? This is a quarterback who could be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft in a couple of years. A massive move in college football. Michigan fires Sharon Moore that will have major ramifications on the sport heading into the 2026 season. Kicking off hour number two right now is Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. My friend, the great Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. My friends, what's going on?
How are you, Nick? I'm just listening. Just hire Wink Martindale at Michigan. They go back and win a championship with Wink. You'd be just fine.
Can I throw something out at you?
Yeah.
Let's say the Ravens miss the playoffs.
Okay.
John Harbaugh?
Why would you fire John Harbaugh?
Because they can't get over the hump.
Well, what's the hump? The Super Bowl? Winning a Super Bowl? He's won one. How many does he have to win two?
Well, but so
he's been in the playoffs. How many times has he been in the playoffs?
So here is my counter to that, right? Okay. I've been saying for a long time, and I think John Harbaugh is a great coach. I think Sean McDermott's a great coach. I'm a Giants fan, right? I would love for my team to have either guy as their coach. In the history of the NFL, Baldy, we have never seen in the Super Bowl era, we have never seen a coach quarterback pairing last as long, and they're the same draft, right, with the same coaches. McDermott, Josh Allen, Lamar, John Harbaugh, 2018 NFL draft, both in the first round. We have never seen coach quarterback pairings go this long without even getting to a Super Bowl that have won one. I kind of think the expiration date's been reached on both. Now, I'm not saying Lamar and Josh can't win Super Bowls. I think that they may need different head coaches to get them over the hump. So I'm not saying that John Harbaugh is a bad coach, just that at what point do you make a change and stop doing the same thing over and over again? So that would be my take on it.
All right. Well, I'm defending here, John, because I like what he's done. But at the same time, I never believe in firing a coach unless you have his replacement. And he's a better coach. So who's that? Who is that person? Like who would they bring in? Like, I mean, they brought John. John was Monken? A special team coach forever under Andy Reid, and coached defensive backs for 1 year. And you know they took John over everybody else, and it was the right choice. Now, I don't know who's running. If there's a search, I don't know who would be running the search and what they're looking for. But I mean, maybe you should start with special teams coaches. He was the best in the league at that time.
And I remember that was 2008, right? And the question was, are they going to hire Jason Garrett, who was the Cowboys offensive coordinator at the time?
Yep.
Garrett stayed, and then the Cowboys fired Wade Phillips midseason that year, and Garrett got promoted, obviously, and became the full-time head coach after that.
They drafted Joe Flacco. He started day one with John, and they paired that together. And to your point,
coach went to the AFC title game year one, literally, with 2008.
Won a Super Bowl in, I don't know, a couple years later.
12. Yeah.
Okay. Super Bowl 12, yeah. Okay.
In 2012, yeah, beating the San Francisco.
I mean, was that 4 years later, 5 years later?
Yeah.
Like it was within his first contract. I think Joe, in fact, I'm almost positive it was his fifth year, and Joe played out his contract and he gambled on himself and was the Super Bowl MVP.
And then got the huge deal as Joe Flacco elite. And I was wacko for Flacco. I bet the Ravens every game in that playoff run. Special thanks. Every year, I feel like I should send like Raheem Moore a fruit basket for that angle that he took in the end of regulation with Jacoby Jones and the Baltimore Ravens in that game in Denver against Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Yep. That's a story for a different time.
Yes,
so maybe it's just going to be Wink Martindale. Biff Poggi is apparently going to be the interim coach for Michigan. He was their interim coach when Sharone Moore was suspended for a couple games. What a run it's been at Michigan. At least they won that national title.
I mean, Biff Poggi, he was at Duke 1 year when I was there. I never saw him, not once. He transferred from Pitt to Duke, and he was there. We were all excited about getting Biff Poggi on the offensive line. I never saw him. I don't know what happened to him. But I've known Biff since I was in college. So when I see his name pop up every once in a while, I'm like, oh, he is like, there is a real person of Biff Poggi. I just never saw him when I was at Duke.
How funny that, just to think about that, right? Just like the sliding doors of life. You guys are going to be on the offensive line together in college. Now and I'm not just saying this to blow smoke, one of the most recognizable and respected NFL analysts like in the world. And he's now the head coach at the University of Michigan. Just like really funny, really funny how life works, right?
It is funny.
And that takes us into something else that's very funny about how life works. You know, I'm a gigantic sports fan and have been my entire life. Yeah. We've never seen anything like this before.
No,
with Philip Rivers hasn't played.
No comp. There's no comp.
What are you expecting?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you're a sport fan, right? So I believe that Philip Rivers knows how to call a play. He's played with Mo Alie-Cox. He's handed off to Jonathan Taylor. He's thrown passes to Michael Pittman. Quentin Nelson's been his Pro Bowl left guard when he was there. He's got some familiarity there. He's got to build some timing, you know, with some of the other guys, Ty Warren and Josh Downs, whatever. But I believe he can do that. I believe he knows where to go with the ball pre-snap, et cetera. Here's what is I think he's going to struggle with. Like every athlete, this is especially with boxers, Nick. Like, what slows down is your reaction time. Like, you see it, you just can't react at the same speed that you once did. Your neurons don't fire the same. Like, it's just different. So I'm sure this week in Seattle, like, Mike McDonald, if he sees him, like, they're going to have Devin Witherspoon, they're going to have Emma Nwori. These guys are going to come after him. Like, how quickly can he recognize it, see it, and react to it? Or if somebody is coming right in the A-gap right at him, can he react the way he was used to reacting? Because he was always a guy that, you know, a big, strong guy that could, it was hard to get to the ground, big old country boy out of Alabama. But I believe the reaction time, we're going to see that he's going to struggle in that department.
I said earlier, 51% chance I think Rivers starts on Sunday. And the only reason I say that is because Shane Steichen said, regardless of Riley Leonard's health, that that Rivers could play. Now, Leonard had a full practice today. This is pencil, not pen. What is your guess, Baldy, as to who will start on Sunday for the Colts on the road in Seattle?
Well, I mean, look, this thing, they're in free fall right now. You know, I mean, Jacksonville went up and down the field on him. I'm, what was it, 21-0 before he looked up in that game the other day? Riley Leonard didn't play bad. I think I got that right. Did I get that right, Nick?
Was it close enough?
Yeah.
They blitzed him.
Yeah, it was bad. But, I mean, Riley didn't play bad. He converted a bunch of third downs. You know, like he got the ball to the open guy. He's a – like, I know Riley. He went to Duke. I've seen him before some Colt games this year. I've gotten to know him a little bit. We have respect for the coach at Texas A&M that coached him at Duke. Like, he's a great kid. He's smart, smart as hell. And he's a great athlete. You put him on a basketball court, he's going to be dunk. He's a dunking fool. Like, he's a great athlete. But – I mean, like all these guys, like he needs NFL Europe. He needs seasoning. Like if I'm Nick right now and I got to win and I got to get out of this tailspin and I'm going to get against a great team, I'd probably ride with Phil. I'd probably take his experience and ride with him and live with it. Like that's probably what I do.
Okay. So let's just, and Baldy does not bet, right? But nope. We can still have conversation. So here's going to be. Here's the way I'm going to frame this question.
Okay.
So right now, and I think it's interesting, and Brian Baldick, our Odyssey Sports NFL Insider here on the show, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Hope the sponsors are happy. Now we can get back to football. So a couple weeks ago, right? Hey, this is an interesting comp. Max Brosmer, undrafted rookie free agent, starts for the Vikings on the road in Seattle.
Right.
The game closes in the betting market, Seattle minus 13.
Okay.
Seahawks obviously shut them out and win 26-0 in the game.
Right.
So right now, Seattle is close. They're not there yet, but they're what we call, Baldy, a juiced 13.5. So we're close to being at 14. So the betting market right now is saying that the Phil Rivers / Riley Leonard Colts are worse against Seattle than the Max Brosmer-led Minnesota Vikings, right? And whether or not that should, like, we've never seen this before. There's no comp for it if Rivers is going to play. So if I tell you that Phil Rivers starts for Indianapolis on Sunday, let's just call it 14. Two touchdowns is the point spread. You don't bet, but if I had to guess, like, can Indy keep this within any type of shouting distance, or is this an absolute route for Seattle? Like, what do you see in your mind's eye for this game?
I think it's a route. I mean, Seattle doesn't fool around. They don't play close games. Like, yes, against the Rams or the 49ers, you know, good teams, yes. They play, but bad teams, they just put them away. I mean, I don't think this is going to be close. Like, I think Seattle's schedule is just falling. Like, you know, they're just getting, you know, some tomato cans lined up right now. And they do not fool around. It was 6-6 at halftime last week in Atlanta. And then it was just turnover, turnover, turnover. Devin Witherspoon interception, Devin Witherspoon tip ball interception. You know, it was just one play after another.
And Murray was awesome in the game.
Emma Nwori is like, he's a freak, you know? I mean, he's the Derwin James, Kyle Hamilton. I mean, he's just, you know, this positionless player, and he's got all this, he's probably got more skills than all of those guys. Faster, bigger, fat, you know, jumps higher, all that stuff. And Mike McDonald knows exactly how to use him. Like, you don't know where he's coming from. He's all over the field. But they're so solid right now. I can't see, unless Jonathan Taylor runs wild, and that's a tough team to run on. In fact, I think Seattle right now, if I'm not mistaken here, like, they're second against the run in this league right now. Like, they're legit. Like, those guys up front, those horses up front don't fool around. Byron Murphy, Big Cat Williams, Jerron Reed, like, those guys are getting after it. And I don't know, that crowd's going to go. I think it's going to be a tough spot whether it's Phil or whether it's Riley.
Yeah, the I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it on Sunday.
No, we got
to
watch. We got to watch.
Oh, you know we're gonna watch.
But we only have about a minute. Point though, Nick, real quick. I know you got.
Yeah. Please.
I did television for NFL Europe for 10 years. I saw Kurt Warner. I saw Jake Delhomme. I saw John Kitna. Like, I saw all these guys that were nobody, literally nobody. And they went to NFL Europe, and they got a chance to play, and they came into this league, and they were really good players. Like, we've got no farm system to develop quarterbacks. Max Brosner shouldn't be out there. He should have played 10 games in some spring league someplace. Like, we have to find a way to develop these quarterbacks.
Well, we have, like, the XFL or the UFL or whatever it's called now, right?
But, like, they've got to find – it's got to be simpatico with the NFL where, like, Max, we're sending you to Birmingham. You're playing this year. You're going to start 10 games for him. And you come back to training camp and come back a more polished player. We'll find out if you – the good thing that over NFL Europe was when Kurt Warner went over there, nobody knew him. You know, he got cut by all these teams. But we knew he could play at the end. But we also saw a lot of guys go over there, and we knew they couldn't play. And some of these guys, rather than lose a game at the NFL level during the season, then and when you don't know if he can win or lose a game for you, or if he can play or not play, have that figured out before you decide to go to Riley Leonard or Max Brosner or, you know, some other guy that we've seen over the last 20 years that can't play in this league.
Here's a quick NFL Europe story. As a Giants fan, I remember when the 49ers signed Jose Cortez and he beat the Giants in the first game of the season on Thursday night at NFL Europe. Just funny the things that you remember back in like 2003. Baldy, you're the best. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy.
You got it, Nick. Take care, buddy.
Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. On the other side, the rest of the games coming up week 15 in the National Football League here on this Wednesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed. Uh-oh. Christian Watson in a foot race. And he's going to win it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
You're tuned in to You Better with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Burkhardt with the call this past weekend on Fox. As the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears, thanks in part to the heroics of Christian Watson, who is really good. One of the, just as a quick aside, isn't it an amazing, Susan, how, like, where we've progressed with medicine in this country, where Christian Watson tore his ACL last year, comes back from the ACL, and this is the best he's ever been in his career. So things that may only interest me. The Green Bay Packers are absolutely rolling right now. Now I want to do like the Limp Bizkit, like Undertaker. Keep rolling, rolling. They're playing awesome. And one of the marquee games this weekend in the NFL, the Super Bowl 32 rematch the world's been waiting for. John Elway, Whirly Bird, Mark Chimura getting stopped short of the first down as the Denver Broncos upset Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. This one's for John. And the next one, I guess, was also for John and also for Terrell Davis. It was not for Eugene Robinson. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you are definitely young. You better you bet on this Wednesday as we continue on week 15 in the NFL. Packers at the Broncos, absolutely massive game. Denver, obviously, still a chance to be the number one overall seed in the AFC and clinch home field advantage in the AFC playoffs. And you know that Denver will be watching the Bills-Patriots game earlier in the day and hoping that Buffalo wins that game, opening the door for Denver to have sole possession of the number one seed in the AFC by the end of the day. Green Bay, a 2.5-point road favorite right now at Denver. Total of the game is 43. Now, some people might say, wow, like Green Bay's favored on the road in Denver. The Packers' power rating amongst people that bet and bet like a lot of money and shape the betting market, the power rating for Green Bay is ridiculously high. That's why we talked about last week. Like, the Green Bay was almost 7 against the Bears, who were 9-3, and they occupied the one seed in the NFC when that game kicked off. The Packers are just rated really highly. And for Denver, no one thinks the Broncos are bad. Like, that's not the conversation. No one thinks they're bad. Like, most of all, not me. And you'll remember, as I will take the opportunity to tout the things I'm right about, I'll also tell you when I'm wrong. I love the Broncos this season. Bet them to make the playoffs, bet them over the win total. Like, I'm cashing both those bets. It's awesome. I don't think Denver's very good in the grand scheme of things as far as going to the Super Bowl. Is Denver an above-average team? Absolutely. And it's possible that Denver makes the Super Bowl. It's possible if they get the right draw. But the problem with Denver is the quarterback is going to ultimately hold them back. That's my opinion, right? And we'll see. Maybe Buffalo gets knocked out early and Denver has a cake couple of matchups. Maybe they have to play Jacksonville and Houston on the way to the Super Bowl if they have the number one seed. Not that Houston's a cakewalk or Jacksonville's a cakewalk, but I mean, you'd probably feel pretty decent about Denver at home in those spots. But the reason why people are not totally in on the Broncos, despite the record, despite the 10-game win streak, despite them being at home in this game, is because no one really thinks Bo Nix is that good. And that's how you get to a point spread of Green Bay -2.5 on the road. And the implication here, just so people know, Denver, because of altitude, we talk about this with the Nuggets also, right? Why the Nuggets, even when like they're not good with Jokic and Jamal Murray, etc., why the Nuggets have one of the best home court advantages in the NBA is because of altitude, right? So Denver, along with like Minnesota and New Orleans, even the Raiders in Vegas with that stadium, Denver's home field is sick. So the implication here is that on a neutral field, Green Bay is like 4 points better than Denver, right? 4.5 points better than Denver. And here's what's fun as it concerns betting. If you disagree with that, you can take your opinion like a little piggy, take that opinion to market, and bet the Denver Broncos. I might just do that this weekend. Denver, and especially the Broncos defense, is a different animal at home. Crowd's awesome, obviously. Now, I'm not suggesting that like I love the Broncos in this game. I don't. But if you made me bet the game right now, I think I'd take the points with the Broncos. And a game with a low total, with the Broncos defense being awesome. And, you know, I'm a Jordan Love guy. But Jordan Love is prone to, he's streaky, right? We know that about Jordan Love. He could throw a couple picks in this game easily. So could Bo Nix. And that's why I'm stopping short of saying, like, I love the Broncos. But if you made me bet the game right now, I would take the points with Denver. We'll talk about this game a lot more, obviously, in the coming days leading up to Sunday. Man, from one awesome game to another one. The Jared Goff Bowl. The Matthew Stafford Bowl in Los Angeles. As the Rams host the Lions. And for Detroit, it's probably hyperbole to state that Detroit's playoff hopes are on the line here in this game. It's a little dramatic to say that. But it's not totally dramatic to say it. It's not totally false. The Lions can still make it, obviously, if they lose. But you'd feel way better about their chances to make it with a win. The Rams, and curious if anyone out there, and I'm guessing most of the audience has, but if you haven't, point spread of the game may surprise you. As it stands right now at BetMGM, the Rams are a 5.5-point home favorite against Detroit. And this number has been 6 at points this week. So Rams 5.5, the total a sky high 55.5. And where I come down on this game, I believe, is going to be the Lions to cover. And the reason why is I think they're going to be able to match the Rams score for score. We know Detroit loves to play a ton of man coverage, right? That was the deal with Aaron Glenn. It's the deal now with Kelvin Shepard. Like they want to man up. They want to send the pass rush at you, and that's how they want to try and beat you on defense. Like, okay, great. Like Matthew Stafford's going to absolutely annihilate them, right? So I don't think if you like Detroit, the handicap can be, well, I think the Lions defense can slow down the Rams offense. Like, no way. Like, no, I mean, like Stafford could throw 3 picks in the game. Like, that's not totally crazy. He did it against the Panthers. Like, it could happen, of course. What's more likely, though? Stafford tears that ass up. That's the most likely scenario, is the Rams score a lot in the game. So if you want to bet Detroit, what you need is the Lions to match him. Can Jared Goff and company go score for score on this Rams defense? I'm leaning towards my answer to that question being yes. I'm also leaning right now, and it is a high total. Like, we're talking Cheech and Chong, Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, 21-year-old Nick Kostos. In the clouds. That's from a 1 to 10, a certified 20. 55.5. Kind of feels like a 31-27 final to me, one way or another. So lean for me towards the over. Lean for me towards the Detroit Lions. That is a rip-roaring high total of the game at 55.5. All right, the next game is not really that great. It's interesting. It's not as good as the other two games. You better you bet on this Wednesday, rolling through week 15 in the NFL. We'll get to hoops. We'll get to Major League Baseball coming up in a little bit. The Carolina Panthers at 7-6. How are they 7-6? Beat the Rams. Beat the Packers. Along with just some brutal, brutal losses. The Fighting Eric Eagers, friend of the show, Dr. Eric Eager, director of analytics for the Carolina Panthers. Carolina loves to take big swings. They know that they're outmanned. They know it. But they're really smart. And that's how they're 7-6. And maybe, just maybe, we'll host a playoff game in January. Still get 2 cracks at the Bucks in the final 3 weeks of the season. With all due respect to my friend Eric Eager, I do like New Orleans in this game. Now, I don't want to take the points. 3, I'm interested in New Orleans. And current sites will probably tell you what the side and total market is. Carolina, a juice 2.5. It has been 3 this week. Total is 40.5. Carolina is one of these high variance teams, right? That's capable of beating the best teams and losing to the worst. I think if you're going to bet the Saints, like 3, obviously, if it's a full 3, I'm just going to play the Saints to win this game. Tyler Shuck, very quietly, and I think you, the audience, know this, right? Like, I love the NFL. Like, I love every sport. Like, I'm being serious. Like, not hockey. I know everything about every sport that's happening right now. And that is less like, look at how smart I am, and more just like, hey, like, I really love this stuff. And I pay attention to everything. And the show's 3 hours long, and like the audience doesn't necessarily care about, like, you know, the New Orleans Pelicans bench. So we don't talk about everything every day. But like, you don't think I'm paying attention to Tyler Shuck and the way he's playing for the Saints and what this means for New Orleans moving forward? And maybe the Saints don't have to spend a first round pick at the quarterback position. Like, he's playing like he's going to be their QB1 week one next season. Like, he's been pretty good. He looked like Taysom Hill running the ball last week. And he got a good arm, too, as the Saints upset the Bucs on the road. That's a signature win. And look, like, Tampa's not nearly as good as it looked early in the season, but that's a great win for Tyler Shuck. And I think Kellen Moore can coach in the New Orleans Saints. So if I think that's true, and I like the upside of Tyler Shuck, and Carolina is a team of extreme variance, I'll lean into that variance. I think the Saints will win, with apologies to my friend, Dr. Eric Eager, and the Carolina Panthers. Three more games to get to, week 15. Niners and the Titans in San Francisco, we could be quick on this one. San Fran, 12.5, coming off the bye, total 44.5. I want to know what turns you on. I want to know how the Tennessee Titans are getting any stops in this game. How are the Niners not dropping 40 on that ass? How's that happening? This brutal Titans defense. How's it happening? I don't know if I want to bet San Fran just because, you know, like, yeah, they're up by 17. And here's Cam, like the ultimate gunslinger, Cam Ward at the end of the game trying to scroll on through the back door. I think this game's going to be a pass for me. Lean towards San Fran, lean towards over 44.5. And now let's get to primetime. It's a sin that Cowboys-Vikings is a Sunday night game, but it's Dallas, so I kind of understand. Dallas is a 6-point home favorite against Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy, who looked pretty good last week. Again, to reiterate, like, we can't get to everything every day. J.J. McCarthy played pretty well against Washington, and the Vikings shut out the Commanders 31-0. Dallas 6, total 48. I may regret this, and I haven't made the bet yet. This feels like a big number for the Cowboys to be laying. Where we go from Dallas needing to cover all these games as a dog, and now we need Dallas to win by margin against a really well-coached team. And J.J. McCarthy does kind of seem like he's on the come right now. They played well last week, and maybe he sucks, and maybe this is week two against Atlanta on Sunday Night Football all over again. It could happen, right? And I haven't bet the game yet. I think it's probably too big of a number, though, for the Cowboys to be laying. Betting market seems to agree with me for now. The six is juiced towards Minnesota, so maybe we'll come off six. I think I'm going to bet Minnesota during the break. I would like to capture a full six here with the Vikings. So hear me right now. I am not saying the Cowboys are going to lose. That is not what I am saying. What I am saying is I don't know if I want to bet Dallas to win a game by a touchdown or more against a team that is at least competent and well-coached in the Minnesota Vikings, even if I don't love the way Kevin O'Connell has handled the quarterback position this year and the fact that they lied to us about J.J. McCarthy's ankle sprain for 6 weeks. So Minnesota plus six is going to be a bet that I make during the break. And we can readdress it as the week rolls on. And we'll close Monday Night Football. And I think about anyone, if I say Steelers-Dolphins Monday Night Football, anyone remember that 3-0 final score like 20 years ago in that monsoon where one of the teams punted the ball and it literally landed and didn't move in the ground because of the field was so destroyed by the rain. Anyway, Pittsburgh, 3.5 against 6-7. So this is 7-6 against 6-7. Miami's in the thick of it. I don't think Miami will make the playoffs, but man, Mike McDaniel's going to keep his job next year. Like, that's going to happen if they keep this up. Pittsburgh, 3.5, total 42. We might go down to 3. I think I agree with this move down to 3. Mike McDaniel has done something really intelligent. He's completely changed this offense. Like, gone are the days of the high-flying Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, high-octane, quick passing game. And they have morphed into this run-first team. And like, we think Devon Achane's going to be good to go. If the number's 3.5 and it is right now, and I don't want to bet the game right now. Let's see where things are at injury-wise. I think the bet has to be on Miami. Maybe not to win. But if the spread's going to be more than 3, I do lean towards the Miami Dolphins. On the other side, the stove is getting hotter. Pete Alonso's an Oriole. We're talking Major League Baseball right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing and a ball drilled. Right field. Freelick back. At the wall. Out of here. It's out of here. Alonso, an opposite field home run. And the Mets have the lead.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, man. It was all good just a year ago for the New York Mets. Pete Alonso, homer in the National League Wild Card Series in Game 3 in Milwaukee off of Devin Williams. Devin Williams then goes to the Yankees, and Mets fans are saying, wow, what a bunch of losers the Yankees are. Did you see what just happened? Our guy, Pete Alonso, and I said this too as a Yankee fan, by the way. I agreed with them. I couldn't believe the Yankees brought Devin Williams in after the Mets had beaten him in the Wild Card. You think that's crazy? You don't know New York. And Mets fans, oh, they loved it. This loser, Devin Williams, is now a Yankee. And the winner, Pete Alonso, sticking with the Mets on a one-year deal, ended Devin Williams' season and sent him to the New York Yankees. And now, today, 14 months later, Devin Williams is a Met. And Pete Alonso's no longer a Met. Oh, man. Life comes at you fast in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about Pete Alonso signing with the Orioles in just a second, but we got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM, because the NBA Cup is heating up. Today's NBA Odds Boost token will crank up the intensity. Use your token on any NBA Cup bet to get a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. So Pete Alonso, the all-time home run leader in Mets franchise history. You know what was embarrassing, by the way? I know I'm killing the Mets right now. I bet them in every game last year in the playoffs. And I am a Yankee fan. I have so many friends that are Mets fans. Do I take some enjoyment when they lose? Like, yes. But I don't like hate the Mets the way like I like dislike the Red Sox as a Yankee fan. I'm just saying. Like, I am taking some joy in this right now. I will admit. Pete Alonso signs a 5-year, $155 million deal with the Baltimore Orioles. Blockbuster. And Pete Alonso is now the second highest paid first baseman in all of Major League Baseball, which is funny because like he can't field. Good offensive player in terms of the home runs. Terrible glove, can't throw. Well, look, you're the Orioles. You need some pop, you know, from the right-handed side of the plate. You certainly understand this deal. And if you're Baltimore, You got to keep up with the Joneses in the American League East, right? Where I don't think the Yankees are ever winning a World Series with Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. Yo, Supreme Court justices have the job until death. I don't think the Yankees are ever going to win the World Series. But the Yankees are obviously going to be in the mix every year. There's no question about that. Like, I never come on the show and tell you the Yankees are going to miss the playoffs. But I do tell you, I think they're not going to win the World Series. The Yankees are going to be good. The Blue Jays probably should have won the World Series, didn't, but took the Dodgers to seven and then signed Dylan Cease. The Blue Jays are about that life, and Toronto doesn't want to go back to the cellar. Toronto wants to be in the playoffs next year. Been a disastrous offseason so far here for the Boston Red Sox, but Boston still got time to turn it around and obviously a big market team. So the Orioles got to keep up. Like, Baltimore has designs on being a playoff team next year. So adding Pete Alonso is obviously a move that makes sense. And you would imagine that Alonso and his presence in the lineup is going to be able to help Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Colton Cowser. You know, a lot of the guys on the Orioles, the young players who had been great previously, like, did not have great seasons last year. And I think it's fair to count on a bounce back for those guys. And Alonso certainly helps. And that lineup in Baltimore should absolutely mash. Like, there's no question. Like, they should score a ton of runs this year. Just, the rotation kind of sucks. Still early. It's December 10th. Still time for Baltimore to make some moves. But let's be candid, right? Like, I'm not trying to be a hater here. Like, you know, you the listener, you the viewer, you're a baseball fan, you bet baseball. Like, where do you think Baltimore should be right now in the AL East hierarchy? At best. Third? I'll have that conversation. They should be third. You could put them above the Red Sox right now. You put them above the Red Sox right now. Not above the Yankees and not above the Blue Jays. And that doesn't mean that they can't be better than those teams when it's all said and done. But at this moment right now, with the addition of Pete Alonso, no better than third. So I'm not going to kill the Orioles for the signing. Do they overpay? Sure. Everyone overpays everybody in Major League. We understand. I like the move. They have more work to do. As far as the Mets are concerned, and just a little bit more on the Mets here. You know, the Mets, I was stunned to see this. The Mets are like towards the top of the board right now in the futures market to win the World Series, which to me is insane. Like, there's no way you can make this case for the Mets. You know, we talk about vibes, right? In sports. And brew. Is it a bad brew? The Mets last year were unwatchable. And I know it went down towards like literally game 162 where the Mets had a chance to make the NL wildcard and like the Reds end up. And look, if they had made it, they would have gotten killed by the Dodgers, but at least they would have made the playoffs, right? The vibes are really bad for the Mets. Carlos Mendoza comes back as manager. It was great the first year, not so great after that. This was a team that went to the NLCS last year. What the hell's happened? You've got an owner in Steve Cohen who everyone wants to say, and look, I'm in New York, right? So I hear it more than most. He's like the new Steinbrenner. He's got all the money and he's a freewheeling spender. And then you hire a Moneyball general manager, David Stearns. And I can tell you, and it doesn't mean the team's going to be bad, but I'm here in New York and I have a lot of friends that are Mets fans and they are furious with this team. And it's not even like Pete Alonso is the greatest first baseman of all time, right? Like he's not Albert Pujols, right? And Edwin Diaz signs with the Dodgers yesterday. It's not like he's Mariano Rivera, but it's the fact that you've got this fat cat owner, right? With all this money and you get outbid by the Dodgers and the Orioles. And maybe the Mets didn't want to sign Pete Alonso. Okay. Like Mark Vientos is going to play first this year. Like someone sell this to me. They got to be able to pull this out of the fire right now, at least to win the press conference. And I understand that doesn't equate to wins and losses on the field. But the vibes right now with the Mets and Mets fans, they're in the toilet. And that's just a fact. They'll make some moves. Cohen's got too much money not to. But right now, you want to bet the Mets to do anything of significance this season? Flush your money down the toilet instead. Or, you know, I'll say, you know, toilet paper is really expensive. You know, inflation, that old chestnut. Maybe use your money as toilet paper instead and save money on toilet paper. It's a win for everybody. So not great right now for the New York Mets. You better you bet on this Wednesday. I started the show saying that there is a team, and it's not the Mets, that's towards the top of the odds board in the National League, that I would never, ever bet to win the World Series next year. And I feel like there's a portion of our fan base and perhaps a portion of our show crew. Tyler Morales, I'm looking at you. And you guys won't like it. I said this in October when the Phillies blew it against the Dodgers. And what was the pitcher's name that blew it, whose name is escaping me at the moment right now? Like, everyone wants to blow, like, something like a galaxy or something. Orion Kirkring. I knew it was something to do with, like, with space. Orion Kirkring. Everyone wants to blame Orion Kirkring. The Phillies could not score in that series against the Dodgers. That's why they lost. Look, Kirkring had, like, the brain fart to end all brain farts, obviously, in game four against the Dodgers. But come on. Like, they couldn't score in that series. I said this after they lost to the Dodgers. And, you know, we said leading up to that series, we think the winner of this is going to win the World Series. Dodgers did end up winning the World Series. And as it turns out, I think if we got Blue Jays Phillies, I think Blue Jays Phillies in 2025 would have ended the same way Blue Jays Phillies did in 1993. Maybe not with the walk-off homer off Mitch Williams, the wild thing, but I think the Blue Jays probably would have won that series, knowing what we know now, the Blue Jays pushing the Dodgers to seven games. The Philadelphia Phillies are the National League equivalent of the New York Yankees. And that sounds good because the Yankees are always in it, right? They're always in the headlines. They're always in the playoffs. They're always there in October. The problem is that the Yankees are never going to win with this current leadership. So when the Phillies bring back Rob Thompson, the manager, and bring back Kyle Schwarber, 5 years, $150 million. By the way, the Red Sox struck out on Schwarber. The Orioles were in it for Schwarber also. And this doesn't mean that Kyle Schwarber is not an awesome player. He's great. Like, it's not an anti-Kyle Schwarber take. But what happens now with the Phillies, right? And this is what's happened with the Yankees in this core of players, is you keep getting to October and you can't get over the hump. And they did get to the World Series. They lost to the Astros in that World Series, and I hate the Astros. I wanted the Phillies to win that World Series. The next year, you make it to the CS, and you lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And since then, like, you lose to the Mets as a huge favorite last year. Your offense does nothing in the DS this year against the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think it reaches a point where you're just not going to win unless you make some kind of drastic change. Like, why would you think that anything's going to go differently this year for the Phillies than it's done the last however many years? And this doesn't mean that the Phillies can't win 100 games, win the NL East, be right back in the thick of it in October. But when they get there, I'll never bet them, ever. I won't have a cent on the Phillies to win the World Series this year. And I don't think you should either. Okay, then, Nick. Who do you like to win the World Series right now? On December 10th, it's very early. No one in betting content ever wants to say, hey, like, you know what's probably a pretty good bet? The favorite. I don't know how the Dodgers aren't winning again. Have the Dodgers ruined baseball? I don't know, like, I keep winning money on them. I don't think so. You know what will blunt the feeling that you have as a baseball fan if the Dodgers win again? If your bank account grows as a result. In 1998, the Yankees won a million regular season games, beat the Padres in the World Series. In 1999, the Yankees beat the Braves for the second time in 4 years. In 2000, the Yankees beat the Mets in the Subway Series and three-peated. A couple years ago, Dodgers beat the Yankees. This October, the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays. Next year, I don't know who they're going to beat, but the Dodgers are going to three-peat. Plus 270, it's going to pay, even if we don't like the price. Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. We start the hour talking hoops, the NBA Cup, and college basketball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.